بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق أجمعين، محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. It's page 177, laws of liability or daman, and the person is called ضامن. Zaman or Zamin, or translated either liable or the guarantor, the one who is guaranteed someone, and then he is liable to all the debts of that person. Issue 484. If one wants to make oneself liable for the debt of someone else, for one to become liable is sahih, provided that one says to the creditor in whatever language, I am liable and I will pay the debt which you are owed, and that the creditor expresses his agreement, but the consent of the debtor is not a condition. Now, if a creditor, he wants some money from a debtor, let us say Mr. A is the creditor, and B is the debtor. Now, Mr. C will come with the liable or the guarantor. Now, the debtor has to pay a certain amount of money to the creditor. The debtor has, by certain conditions, so he requests his friend to be liable for that. So now, Mr. C will come and say, I am liable to pay all the debts of my colleague, Mr. B, to Mr. A. Now, if both agree in this way, then this deal is right. And now the new debtor, the liable or the guarantor, he is now becomes the debtor, and he has to pay all the debts of Mr. B to Mr. A. So such type of contract between people is right and is accepted by Sharia. And then if such deal happens, then the people are bound to it. So now, actually, acceptance of the creditor and acceptance of the guarantor is necessary. Now, if the debtor do not agree or agree that it needs, acceptance is not important, because it is right of the creditor. The creditor has to agree. Issue 485. The person becoming liable and the creditor must be mature, sane, and acting of their own free will, and must not be of those who spend their money uselessly. But these conditions do not apply to the debtor. So if one makes oneself liable for the debts of a child or someone insane, it is sahih. Now, the characters of the creditor and the guarantor, what are the conditions or characters? Naturally, both of them, the creditor and the debtor, has to be baligh, adult, aqil, sane, and work with their own freedom without pressure or obligation. And then mentally they should be right, not foolish, in which his contracts and things should not be accepted. Now, someone who is safir is a foolish, and he says, I will be the guarantor of the death of Mr. So-and-so. Now, such saying cannot be accepted. How about the debtor himself? Should he have the same character? He say no, not necessary. Of course, because he is losing nothing, it is a disfavor. So now, if the debtor is a child, for example, then the deal between the creditor and the guarantor is right. Or even if the debtor is mad, insane, still the deal between the creditor and the guarantor is right. Issue 474. If it is agreed for the debtor, the creditor, and the person to whom the debt was transferred, Sorry, 486. Whenever in making oneself liable for a debt, one stipulates a condition, such as saying, if he does not pay the debt himself, then I will pay it, then one becoming liable is batil. Now here for this mu'amala of dhaman or of liability, very practical problem is there. What usually happens if somebody wants obtain money from someone, and if someone came as a guarantor to accept the liability, he would say usually that if the debtor cannot pay, then I will pay, don't worry. Now this if will not make the deal right, and then the new the guarantor will not be liable if you put this condition. He should say that I am liable to pay all the debts of the debtor. That is all. Whether the debtor can pay or cannot pay, that is immaterial. If you say, if he cannot pay, then I will pay you, then the deal is not right. And this condition is not right. So there should be no condition. So there should be, so whenever in making oneself liable for a debt, one stipulates a condition, then the deal is batil, and he will not be liable. So there should be no condition. To say a condition, if he cannot pay, or if he pays half, then I will pay you the other half, then that is a condition. Whatever condition they put, such condition will nullify this type of deal. So the guarantor should accept liability without any condition in order to be guarantor. Otherwise, he is not a guarantor. We come to another subject in fiqh, and that is laws of kafala. Kafala, or maybe sponsorship. Kafala is when one sponsor a debtor, and he said, whenever the debtor is wanted, I will bring him. So he is now a sponsor for him, or is a guarantor to bring him whenever is needed. Issue 487, kafala is that a person makes himself liable to present the debtor to the creditor whenever the creditor wants him. And the person who makes himself liable in this way is called a kafil.
The person
Because if the creditor catch the debtor and can get hold of him, naturally he can bring him to the court and ask for his right, ask for his money. Now, if we leave him, maybe he will run away, he cannot be found again. So they need somebody to sponsor him for that, to guarantee to bring him back. So now this the sponsor or al-kafil, if somebody comes and says that I will sponsor to bring you the debtor anytime, now this man is becoming responsible to bring the debtor at the time needed, because he has become the sponsor and by Sharia it is wajib for him to bring the debtor whenever the debtor is needed. Issue 488, kafala is sahih provided the kafil says to the creditor in whatever language, I am liable to present to you your debtor whenever you want him, and that the creditor agrees. So now, you see always here, you see, it should be said, because a contract between two people, then it should be said and agreed. That practically, that is why I say in Zaman before it should be said, or in Wakala it should be said, and in whatever contract between two people, they say it should be said. Now whether it is said in Arabic language or said in any other language, still that contract should be mentioned. So if someone tells that I am liable to present to you your debtor whenever you want him, and the creditor agrees, say, well, okay, agreed, accepted, then now the sponsor becomes bound to his word and he should present the debtor anytime needed. Issue 489, the kafil must be adult, sane, and must not be forced to become kafil, and must also be able to present the debtor. Now the characters of the sponsor of kafil, again mentioned, he should be adult, he should be sane, and he should be under no obligation. And the fourth one, he should be able to present the debtor. He should have the ability to present the debtor. Issue 490, any one of five things nullifies the kafalat. Now such sponsorship will finish by any one of the following five conditions. So he will not become a sponsor for all his life. This sponsorship can end whenever one of these five points have been fulfilled. First, that the kafil presents the debtor to the creditor. Now if the sponsor brings the debtor to the creditor, now his kafalat, his sponsorship has finished. Now if you bring it to him and then you catch him and then after 10 minutes for example he ran away, now the sponsor is no more responsible because he brought the debtor to the creditor and his responsibility has finished. So that first kafalat has finished. Maybe he can be kafil again, that is okay, otherwise that promise which first he promised and he has taken as a responsibility, he has fulfilled it and then his sponsorship has finished. Second, that the debt is paid. Now he sponsored the debtor because the debtor has to pay certain money to pay his debt to the creditor. Now if the debt has been paid, now the sponsor is no more responsible to bring the debtor. The debtor may be away, maybe in a far distance, in another city, etc., whatever condition. But now the creditor has no right to say, okay, I want to see the debtor. Now you see him for what purpose? Because you need your debt and your debt has been paid, finished. Third, that the creditor releases the debtor from the debt. Now if the creditor, for any reason, said, well, I have forgiven him my debt and I don't want my debt from the debtor. Now here there is no right for the creditor on the debtor because his right was forgiven completely. And there is no account remaining. So in this case, the sponsorship of the sponsor will end at that time. After 1 week, again, the creditor said, okay, I want the debtor and you have sponsored him. He said, well, my sponsorship has finished because you have forgiven him the debt and that deal has finished completely. Fourth, that the debtor dies. Now, when the debtor dies, naturally, then there is no point to bring him, and the sponsorship of the sponsor will end automatically because he is not running for the debt. He is not liable for the debt. He is just a sponsor to bring him. Now, when he dies, then that is finished, and his sponsorship has finished as well. Fifth, that the creditor frees the kafil from the kafala. If the creditor frees the sponsor from his sponsorship agreement. Now, if the creditor, for any reason, either he was convinced that he can get the debtor back, or he found another way, or he came into agreement with the debtor, or whatever it is, and now he says to the sponsor that you are freed from your sponsorship. Now the sponsor now is no more responsible. So these are five ways how to end the sponsorship. Issue 491, if someone forcibly releases the debtor from the hands of the creditor, then if the creditor has no access to the debtor, the person who freed the debtor must present him to the creditor. Now, if the creditor catches the debtor by hand and he wants to take him to the court, some of his friends came and by force take away the hand of the debtor and let him run away. Now that man who interfered and released the debtor is responsible by Sharia to bring the debtor because he was the cause for running away of the debtor, and the right of the creditor naturally will not be fulfilled. We come to another subject, which is also important, and it is also a practical problem. Laws of property which is found. So, common law form. Luqta is the thing which is picked up there. Arabic. Yalqut means to pick up something. Luqta is the thing which is picked up or which is found. So now we come to a new subject, that is laws of properties which are found in the Muslim country, in the street or in the market or anywhere. Yeah, because these are rights for the Muslims. The non-Muslims have, there is no respect for the property. The property is respected, that it has an honor when it is in a property of a Muslim. It belongs to a Muslim, you have to return it. Now, if it's a non-Muslim, then his property has no respect, has no value. And naturally, I mean, these ahkam may not be applicable. Unless if that non-Muslim have gone into certain contract with Muslims, and they have signed the contract, and they are living under supervision of Muslims and Muslim government, then they have the same rights. But what I mean, in non-Muslim countries, then these rights are not there. Issue 492, property which is found without a sign by which its owner is traced is taken possession of by the finder. But the essential ihtiyat is that it is given in charity on behalf of its owner if it is a dirham in value or more. Now if somebody found certain thing, here are two main differences. Either it has a sign or there is no sign. When you find something, these things are usually either it has a sign or no sign. Sign means that you found it in a handbag or a small handbag or in a pocket, or you see a certain ornament which has its own character, or you find a ring of gold or a ring of diamond or a certain element. So you see, if you ask someone that if someone comes and he claims that he has lost the ring, he can give certain descriptions, and that descriptions are right, so you can see that is a sign for it. Other things have no sign, and you cannot make a sign for it. For example, 10 dirhams is lost in the street. Now, 10 dirhams has no sign. All 10 dirhams are equal to each other. Note of 100 dirham, for example, when there is no sign in it, you cannot say any sign is left there. 100 dirham is lost, but there is no sign for it. It was not in a box or in a case or in an envelope or something. So there is no sign in it. So here, two main categories. Now, if there is no sign for it, what are you going to do with it? They say it depends whether its price is less than 1 dirham or more than 1 dirham. 1 dirham, according to Shariat, is 12.6 nakhod or 12.6 carats, which equal to 2.435 grams. 12.6 gram of silver. If you say 2.5, roughly 2.5 grams of silver, the price of 2.5 grams of silver. If today, for example, each gram of silver is about half dirham, so about 120 fils. If its value is more than that or less than that, then it depends. The loss is different. If it is less than 1 dirham, can be taken and used by the person because it has no sign and can be taken. If it is more than 1 dirham and again no sign for it, here, fuqaha have different views. Some say it can be used by the person himself. And according to Ayatollah al-Barjani, said according to essential ihtiyar, it should be given in charity on behalf of its owner. Now this money, we could say 10 dirhams. Somebody found 10 dirhams. And it has no sign. Then the only thing he can do or he is liable to do is to take that 10 dirhams and give it to a poor person as a charity on behalf of its owner. So in day of judgment, if the owner comes and he knows that it was given on charity and he will get thawab, which will help him a lot in that day, naturally he will be happy and satisfied. So the thing has finished
mind that and complete it. But if it has sign, certain sign, then here there are some details how to handle such found things. Issue 493, if one finds a property which has some sign and the value of which is less than a dirham, that is to say 12.6 nakhod of minted silver, and it is clear who it belongs to but not clear whether the owner consents or not, then one cannot take possession of it without the owner's permission. And if it is not clear who it belongs to, one can take possession of it with the intention for it to be the one's own property. And essentially ihtiyat is that whenever the owner is found, one compensates him for it. Now here, if it has some sign, again, it is divided into two. If there is less than one dirham, and it has a sign, here, what to do and what to do? If it is so small thing, which is less than one dirham, if somebody knows the owner, then he has to pay to the owner. If you think that it was lost from the owner. If he does not know the owner, now what to do with it? He said whether to keep it or to do anything with it. You say, of course, without owner permission, if the owner is known, cannot be used. But now here, he don't know who is the owner. So he can take possession of that with the intention that whenever he found the owner, he will pay it to the owner. And if he used it, if that little money he has used it, then if he found the owner, according to ihtiyat, he has to compensate him for that. So if it is so small that it is less than one dirham, it is say 50 fils, and it has a sign but the owner is not known, let us say he found it in a pocket or something, or he found whatever thing which has, that may not be necessary money, maybe a piece of a cloth or a piece of paper, which has some value, or let us say a stamp which has a value, or whatever thing which has value and can be specified, it has a sign, can be specified. One may say, I have lost a stamp of such and such country and such character. And value of this stamp, market value, is less than one dirham. Now here, if it is less than one dirham, as we said, well, he can take possession of it, or can use it, but if the owner is found, according to ihtiyat, has to compensate the owner for that. Now the main problem and difficulty comes when the found property worth more than one dirham and has a sign. Now here, what to do with it? Issue 494. Whenever one finds a thing that has some sign and which has the value of 12.6 nakhod of minted silver or more, then even if it is known that the owner is a Sunni or a Kafir under the protection of Islam, one must announce it in public meeting places twice a day for the first week from the day of finding it, then once a week for the rest of the first month, then once a month for the first year. So you see how much difficult to take property of others if it is found. Now, if somebody found, let us say, a gold ring, which has a sign, or have found that some handbag, small handbag, which has a value of more than one dirham in a Muslim country. So in a Muslim country, it either belongs to a Muslim, whether a Shia or Sunni Muslim, or belongs to a kafir who lives under protection of Muslims and have also his wealth is respected. Now here responsibility of the person, if he take it in possession, then he will be responsible of it. Responsible means he has to announce for it, and that announcement should be twice a day in public meetings, either in the market, twice a day, morning and at night. Maybe he announced that all the people who have lost a bag, for example, or who have lost a ring, or who has lost an ornament, or who has lost a valuable thing. So for 1 week, twice one has to announce, and then after 1 week till 1 month, then once announcement, and then later on every month he has to announce once till 1 year. Announcement should continue for 1 year. Now during this year, these announcements, the first day or first week or first month or whatever it is, if the owner comes and he gives description of his loss because it has a sign, then he has to describe it, and you are sure that it belongs to him because he gave the description, then you just hand it over to him, so the description is there. Now if after 1 year the owner did not come, what to do? This will come. So the responsibility, if somebody found a lost property worth more than one dirham and it has a sign, is to announce for it twice a day for 1 week, then once a day every week till 1 month, and then once in a month for 1 year. Issue 495, if someone does not want to make the announcement himself, he can ask a person, is it trustworthy to make the announcements for him? Well, sometimes one cannot himself for any reason to announce, he can ask somebody else to make the announcement on his behalf. But this announcement is wajib. Issue 496, if the announcements are made for a year without the owner being found, one can keep the property for the owner so as to give it to him whenever he is found. So you can take after 1 year, if the owner did not come, you can keep the property with the intention that whenever the owner will come, you will deliver it to him. Or one can take possession of it oneself, with the intention to compensate the owner for it whenever he is found. Now, sometimes to keep it as amanat in trust is difficult to keep it till end of your life. So you can take possession of it, you can use it, and you can regard it as yours with the intention that if after some time, after 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, the owner came and he asked for it, then you will compensate him. The thing may not be same available, but you will compensate him. But it is better ihtiyatan to give it in charity on the owner's behalf. According to ihtiyat, it's better after 1 year to give it on charity on behalf of its owner. Now you see how much difficult, and that is why practically it is better not to touch anything you found it. You just leave it without touching it, so you will not be responsible of it. If you touch it even for sake of looking it, then once you got it, then you are responsible of it. You just cross without touching it. You can see maybe a ring of gold is on the ground, you just forget about it and cross. Otherwise, if you take it, you have to follow the procedure of announcement for 1 year, and even after that, you will be responsible for it. Well, you are not responsible. No. I mean, actually, in a Muslim society, we have to think that the people are not thieves. So if everybody leaves that, naturally the one who lost it, he will come back and he will find it there. If somebody lost, he can find it, he can come back. And it happens many times that somebody loses certain things, and when he go back searching for it, he will find it. So that is the right way. And that is not theoretical, really. It was like that at time of Hajj, at time of Saud, that 40, 50 years ago, the ruler was very tough about people who take, actually he regarded them as thieves. If you touch anything, he regarded them as thieves. So the people were scared to touch anything found from Hajjaj. And any Haji who will lose something, if he go back the same road, same path when he went, he will find his thing in the street. Otherwise the police will come and will collect it and bring it to Jeddah. So when the Hajjaj will finish their Hajj, they come to Jeddah, and Jeddah they found all the things which were lost available. They search for it and they get it and take it. The people were honest, and ideally in a Muslim country the people are honest. So you are not responsible to leave it, but if you catch it and take it into position, then you will be responsible of it, and you see how much big responsibility is there. Yeah, but then I mean, the authorities should announce for it the same way. They should announce for it in the mosque, and again for 1 week, and then till 1 month, and then 1 year announcement, and then after 1 year still, according to ihtiyat, should be given in charity on behalf of its owner. After 1 year, then his right is. Yeah, if it is given on charity. Well, then 1 year, I mean, his right is up to 1 year to come. One is not bound to keep it till end of his life. If you keep it, okay. If not, say, I have given in charity, finish. And his right is for 1 year. Well, announce the market is public meeting. That is the place. Sometimes you may put it in the newspaper, or sometimes you put it in the mosque for public meeting. So these are, I mean, the places, the public meeting is any place where announcement can be made for people. Yeah, actually charges is responsibility of the person who founds it himself. It is responsibility of the person who finds the thing himself, not of the owner.
Did he find the owner going to pay for it?
No, why he touched it, you know? So you are not supposed to take it, leave it. Don't touch it. The owner himself will come and find it, finish. You see, not in a Muslim land, then that money, yeah, that money, as I said, is not a respected money. And it's a fighting kafir. And the fighting kafir, his money is not, has no value, no respect. So you can take it, because there is no respect for that. Issue 497, if after making the announcements for a year, the owner of the property is not found, and one keeps the property for the owner, and it then becomes lost or destroyed, provided one was not negligent in looking after it, nor blameworthy, one is not liable. But in all circumstances, if one has given it as charity on the owner's behalf, or has used it for oneself, and the owner is found and does not agree to the charity and demands his property, one must give him a similar article or the value of it, and one is liable. So see, actually, as according to Atullah al-Baghani, if even given on charity and the man do not agree with charity, then they are responsible of it, you are liable of it. So here, if it is kept, then it has to be returned back, or if it is given on charity and the person do not agree, even after 1 year, then one is liable for it. As I remember, fatwa of other ulama said you are not liable, but anyhow, here is very clear according to Ayatollah Abdul-Baydani, even if it is given on charity, you are liable for it. So that is why I say the best thing is not to touch it, so that you must be responsible of it. Issue 498, if one finds a property and intentionally fails to make the announcement in accordance to the instructions that have been stated, besides having committed a sin, it is still wajib to make the announcement. If one do not do announcement, again, it's first of all, it is a sin. Secondly, this wajib will remain, and it is wajib to announce. Issue 499, if during the year in which the announcements are being made, the property is lost or destroyed, then if one was careless in keeping it, or blameworthy, or sinful in guarding it, then the owner must be compensated for it. But if one was not careless or blameworthy, then nothing is wajib. See, when you are keeping the found thing in trust, here now it is amanat in your hands. You are responsible of it. You say, if there is no tafreed in protection, if you are not careless, and it was lost for any reason, you put it, for example, in a safe place, but a thief came and took it, or for any reason you don't know that it was lost, that you are not to be blamed for its loss, then here you are not responsible. But if you have kept it in a place where it can be lost and you are careless about it and somebody snatched it from you, then you are responsible of it. If the owner comes, then you are responsible to pay, to compensate him for that. Issue 500, if one's shoes are taken away and the shoes of someone else are left in their place, then assuming that one knows that the shoes left are the shoes of the person who has taken away one's own shoes, one can take them instead of one's own shoes. But if the value of the other shoes is higher than that of one's own shoes, whenever the owner of those shoes is found, the difference in value must be given to him. And if one becomes hopeless of finding the owner, then with the permission of the Hakim al-Shar, the difference must be given as charity on behalf of the owner. And if it is probable that the shoes which are left are not the property of the person who took one's own shoes, and their value is less than 12.6 nakhud of minted silver, one can take possession of them for oneself. But if their value is more, then for a year one must make announcements, and after a year, ihtiyatan, one must give them as charity on behalf of their owner, or make oneself the owner of them. And if the owner is found who demands them, give him either the shoes themselves or their value. Well, this happens sometimes in public places, in mosques or meetings, where two shoes are maybe similar, and somebody come and take your shoes, and at the end you found that one pair of shoes which is similar to yours is left. So now if you think that this is left by the person who have taken your shoes, you can take it as compensation. Compensation means you have to be compensated with the same price. Now if its value is more, now here again you are founding something which its value is more, than you are finding something if the owner is not known and you are responsible for it. Here, if you found the owner, now you pay him the difference of the two shoes. I mean, in the same day maybe you return, but if found after 6 months the shoes is already used and finished, then the difference should be given. If not, then by permission of Hakim al-Shar, the difference should be given as charity. But if the shoes which were sewn may not belong to the person who has taken your shoes, and maybe 3-4 shoes are lost, or maybe your shoes was stolen or was misplaced in any place, so what is left there may not belong to them who have taken your shoes. Now here again you are founding something And if it is less than one dirham, one shari dirham, then you can take position. If it is more, then again, your announcement should be made for 1 year. And after 1 year, ihtiyaban should be given on charity on behalf of its owner. So you see, the founding things is a big responsibility, and sometimes it is better to forget about it rather than to take it in position and become responsible of it. والحمد لله رب العالمين.